Welcome back to Cinema Vino. I'm glad to have you. Taylor Owens will not be joining us this week because he is at Space Camp.
Yeah.
So I'm very excited for that. He's doing something called an EVA. I'm not sure what that is, but he's...
I think he got some kind of space virus, and then we made out, and then I think I have a little of it. So if you hear me like breathing more heavily than normal, that's why.
Mm-hmm. Tune in next week when Travis is at Space Camp.
Which was a good movie. I don't know if you guys saw the 80s movie Space Camp.
But Matthew Broderick?
No, that was War Games.
Jet.
Yeah. But anyway.
Was it still Phoebe Cates, though, Space Camp?
I think so, yeah. It had music by John Williams, of all people.
Nice.
So yeah. Think about that. Or James Horner. I get him confused.
But anyway. Jack Horner.
Old Jimmy Horns.
So we're going to talk about, before I get ahead of myself, Sean Jordan is here with us.
Hey there.
And so, yeah.
Hey there, hi there, hello there.
We're just talking about beliefs and whatnot.
Yeah, so if you guys really want to, you can go ahead and shut off this episode now, because...
It's going to be a throwaway.
Yeah, this is all we got, Sean. We don't have Taylor the Body Owens here. Like, nobody's going to give a shit about us.
Yes, it's the traditional hazing from Travis. Take that as you will.
Todd and I, normal, like... a frog and toad sitting on a log, and we just got an extra toad now. Sean, that's you.
Oh, my frog or my toad?
Pick one.
I honestly don't know the difference, but that's a whole series of podcast episodes right there.
You got to look under the skirts. I
figured out. Just frogs and toads. I don't know. It's like crocodiles and alligators, bison, buffalo. I don't know. I got nothing. It's Zooey Deschanel and Katy Perry.
Pretty sure it's pronounced Zooey Deschanel.
Is it?
No.
Okay. I almost bought that. I almost
went in with that. Sorry, y'all.
That was our Foley department right there.
I guess I can go ahead and turn off tonight's episode. Mm-hmm. ain't going to be much.
So The Mandalorian.
Yeah. Oh, hey.
Yeah, we're talking about The Mandalorian, and we're going to give our opinions on that. We've all seen episode one on Disney Plus, which seems like a cute little service. Just scrolling through it. It's got some stuff on there.
Everything I see on there, I'm just like... more and more happy for like my little 11-year-old self. I'm like, oh my god, they have this on there too.
DuckTales.
Brink.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I saw that. Luck of the Irish.
Get all your DCOMs.
Mm-hmm. It has all three Mighty Ducks movies. Am I wrong?
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
I believe so.
Wait, somebody said that Netflix still has one of them. Wait, I don't know. Shit.
If it does, it'll have it on there, and then it'll tell you a date that it's going to be available on Disney Plus. Because mm-hmm. that's how they have, I think, three of the Marvel movies.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's why Infinity War is not on there yet, but Endgame is.
And I think Black Panther's also not on there.
Right.
Yep.
It's crazy, like the juggling that you have to do with all these streaming. Seinfeld's going somewhere.
Seinfeld's going to Netflix.
Okay.
It was on Hulu.
Mm-hmm. It's still on Hulu, so there must be some kind of a handoff date for that.
Yeah.
So it's a lot to keep track of. You know, you got to miss the days when there's only three channels.
Well,
and PBS and UPN.
You take the good, you take the bad.
I think we still have UPN.
Really?
Facts.
I think it's just called like...
UPN?
I don't know what it's called anymore.
CW? Because
It just pretty much had Star Trek Voyager and Dawson's Creek back in the day. That's the only two shows I watched on all of TV anyway.
I mean, yeah. I don't know. I haven't had a TV with like actual channels in 5 years.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
I'm jealous of that.
Well, I mean, now it's all cut up to me, and everywhere is trying to stream, and so I just have to pay for TV again with all these different streaming services.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just take it up the tailpipe.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. But Disney Plus, I'm getting for free for a year.
Nice. Well, free trial?
Yeah. No, if you have a Verizon Unlimited cell phone plan,
oh, yeah.
You get Disney Plus for a year.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Nice.
Subtle plug for the company that I work for.
Mm-hmm. Not a
bad
deal.
Disney Plus?
Trav's a little slow tonight. He hadn't had his Mucinex.
Forgive my friend. He's a little slow. Hey, howdy, Hoopa.
So, we'll get into this a little bit later, but The Mandalorian pulls a lot from lore that is from other series that are on Disney Plus. And I think if you really want to get more into some of the canon of Star Wars, it's Star Wars Rebels and Star Wars Clone Wars.
Mm-hmm.
And previously they were only available on Disney XD's streaming site or streaming app, which was terrible. And now they're all on Disney Plus. It's a lot better.
Yeah. And so for those who are uninitiated with The Mandalorian going into it, how would you describe it in a one paragraph, like, quick summary, Reader's Digest.
Clone Wars, also the animated one, they're going to get another season, season 7 or season 8, mm-hmm. sometime early 2020.
Interesting.
January or February, I think.
I would describe The Mandalorian as a space western, mm-hmm. drawing from the Star Wars universe, and it takes place between the original trilogy and the sequel trilogy.
Yeah, 5 years after Empire Strikes or Jedi. Return of the Jedi.
Yep.
And so, in the prequels, you had Jango Fett, in the original trilogy, you had Boba Fett, and then this one,
Boba
you had,
Fett.
Exactly. This one, you have a new guy in the suit,
unnamed.
Mm-hmm. Thus far,
which is a classic Western trope, mm-hmm. Man with no name.
Mm-hmm. Oh, good call. I didn't think of that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There's a ton of Western tropes in this thing. Mm-hmm.
I also got a little Firefly out of this, too. I mean, Space Western, I always think Firefly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, now there's two, whereas before there was just the one Space Western. Are there any other Space Westerns?
I'm sure there are. There's other weird, like, did you ever watch any, like, anime Vash the Stampede, or is Trigun?
Yeah, I watched weird. Trigun. Well, and Cowboy Bebop was a Space Western.
I don't know if I've seen... I haven't seen Cowboy Bebop. I saw...
You should check it out. I think it's on Netflix.
Oh. I see Neon Genesis Evangelion, which is really fun to say. But I would get those two mixed up. I haven't seen Cowboy Bebop yet.
So anime's notwithstanding, are there any other space westerns that we could draw parallels to?
I mean, I really can't. I mean, it's like Firefly Serenity is the first thing that popped in my head of like the... I explained to my wife last night about it because she had no idea. She's novice about it. And I was like, well, you have very, to me, clean sci-fi, like Next Generation, in terms of, like, the sets are always clean, the screens, the people.
The utopian space future.
Mm-hmm. Yep. There's no toilets. You never see people. We were watching an episode of Battlestar Galactica last night where Starbuck and Apollo get it on, and it's like, you'd never Spoilers. See this. Yeah.
They just bang in a bunk.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not glamorous. It's just like a bunk bed in a spaceship.
It's a bunk bang. But it's like, it's people get dirty, you know, people get, you know, you see blood, you see making out, you see, and in that show, you see people pissing. It's kind of like, you know, Firefly. You see the grubbier side of things. It's grubbier sci-fi.
Yeah. And then there's also like the weirder, not Western, but you have like Sigourney Weaver and Alien, which is just like bleak, dark future. I mean, and yeah. all their stuff is grimy and shitty too, but it's more...
I mean, because it was like a mechanics. Trucking business.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But yeah, Mandalorian, it's like a... It never tells us what planet we're on. It just sort of takes us planet to planet. The assumption is we're somewhere in the Outer Rim, mm-hmm. which is outside of the former Empire control. Right? Mm-hmm. And so he's a bounty hunter working for the union, the bounty hunters union. I don't remember what the
kind guild. Of guild. Yeah.
Yeah, which is also a classic trope.
Fuck ton of Mandalorians in there, or they have Mandalorian armor. Mm-hmm. So they're either in, but actually I think if they're in a guild, it's a Mandalorian guild, I believe.
Well, so one part of the Star Wars canon is the Mandalorians, and stop me if you've heard this, the Mandalorians are a planet.
Yeah.
And it was a race of people. The planet itself was actually wiped out by a lot of infighting and civil war. The Mandalorians were... a lot of them were cast out. It's a warrior race. And so a lot of them were cast out into, exile. And the remaining planet was kind of taken over by the Empire. And then their clans, Mandalorian clans.
Kind of like Mafia a little bit.
Kind of, yeah. It's like families. And they sort of, they took over the planet. And some of them worked with the Empire. And those were the ones that succeeded. But there were a lot of clans that just sort of went to these outer realms, like this one that we're seeing that's, seems like a Mandalorian clan, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I was thinking, watching it, I got heavy, like you were saying, like Western vibes, Man with No Name. It's like, in those shows are always, the movies are always set in the frontier, kind of like when they're filmed in Italy and Spain, but it's like, it's supposed to be New Mexico. It's supposed to be that, like, the middle of nowhere.
Mm-hmm. The spaghetti Westerns, yeah.
Mm-hmm. To where there's nobody around, you know, it's like, but there's small communities. I mean, there's almost kind of a lawlessness to them, where it's like money rules, that kind of thing. And so... This movie borrows a lot of that, of like anything goes kind
of
thing.
He just looks badass. Mm-hmm. Anytime you see him on screen, you're like, God, he's a badass. Because anytime you'd see Boba Fett in the original trilogy, like, he didn't do much but sit around and look cool and sell toys.
Yeah.
I mean, he didn't sell toys in the movie. That'd be kind of weird.
That would be a whole different movie.
Yeah.
Takes the bounty. Have you tried the new toys by Hasbro?
Actually, that'd be cool. I'd be an interesting bounty hunter. They like do stuff and you're like, remember, I was here. And then, you know, spread your name out through the galaxy.
In movie plug.
Yeah.
Have you tried Hungry, Hungry Hippos? But yeah, I thought that it borrowed from that very heavily. But yeah, it was a good looking show for sure. Like it was very well put together.
Yeah, I was surprised the money that they threw out of all the special effects were really pretty good.
Well, and also the director team, you got Jon Favreau,
Dave Filoni did Clone Wars.
Dave Filoni has done animated Clone Wars and episodes of the animated Rebels, so he's very well steeped in the canon that is actually acceptable canon. Because you have to remember that in, I think, 2014, Disney announced that they were wiping out all extended universe canon, and that they were just going to ignore any sort of, any of the book canon, any of that. So anything that's in the shows is what goes.
Actual, factual. But they've started cherry picking from old stuff, because there was Admiral Thrawn.
Admiral Thrawn was in Rebels. He was one of the main bad guys.
Yeah, who I didn't know. He's just like Grand Moff Tarkin, but blue.
Mm-hmm. Like Moff Tarkin can suck a dick.
Woot!
Bold words.
But he's a really big fan favorite in the what's now called Star Wars Legends stuff that's not canon anymore.
In the books.
Yeah. But yeah, they've added him. It was a huge thing when they added him in Rebels.
Yeah, I'm real glad I read all those books growing up that they quickly threw out the window. It's like, God damn it. Because I like some of those books. I wasn't a fan of all of them.
But. You're still allowed to like them.
Mm-hmm.
No. You're not allowed to. Did you not burn your copies?
I thought about it.
I bought the, because I played The Force Unleashed 2 with, Galen Merrick, Darth Vader's, secret apprentice. And I fucking loved it. So I got the comics. I have not read them yet. And then I bought the novelizations, too, just to see if there's any other cool little tidbits. Mm-hmm. So I would really love for him to show up at some point.
The Darth Vader comics, I don't know if you've read them, are really good.
I bought one for this jabroni over here. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure which one. I was like, hey, Todd, here's for your birthday. Here's a Darth Vader comic I've heard is very good. He just ripped it up in front of me, put it down his toilet, and then flipped me off as he flushed it.
And it clogged up the toilet, too, which is unfortunate, so...
Actually, hasn't read it. It sat on his coffee table forever until somebody was like, would you hide this? Would you put this up?
That was an overly dramatic interpretation. Yes, I need to get around to it.
Yeah. Also, guess what? I got Star Trek Discovery Season 2 today. You still haven't watched Season 1.
Mm-mm.
I'm going to need that back if you're not going to watch it.
I need to watch that.
Well.
So, back to Mandalorian. He is a character who says very little. They never take off their masks. They said that in the first. I mean, obviously, it has to be.
It seems like a cultural thing.
Hyperbole, because he'd have to eat, you would think.
Well,
straws.
They will eventually, because I think they've shown him with his helmet off.
Yeah, in the trailers. Yeah.
Pedro Pascal, I believe, is the guy's name.
The Viper in Game of Thrones that got his head crushed by the mountain. Spoiler if you haven't seen it yet, go fuck yourself. Wow.
And it's like, I kept thinking to myself, it's like, I will be your champion. It's like, man, the Inigo Montoya of Game of Thrones.
You killed my sister.
Prepare to die. And so it'll be, I approved of the show tentatively. We'll pencil in my approval because it's like.
Comes out Friday in the second episode and then every Friday after that.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're doing a really good job of maintaining the lore. I mean, you can see a lot of callbacks to Return of the Jedi. Like, you have the little droid that pops out from Jabba's palace that lets him in.
And his little
his
little pet that they have on a spit cooking.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like,
that's right.
It's like, yeah, that character is annoying. I'm glad there's somebody's going to eat him.
Mm-hmm. That's not him, though. That's like just his race. They're just genociding his race.
You know that would be kind of gamey meat to eat.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't look like a plump animal.
That's not a Kansas City strip.
So we don't think this new dude, the Mandalorian guy, apparently is not a fan of droids.
Mm-hmm.
They gave him a speeder, and he was like, no droids.
I think that's a...
And we got Brian Posehn doing a little cameo.
Yeah.
And then the guy that was the blue fish, he was an SNL guy.
Horatio Sands.
Yeah. I didn't notice it until I was watching it right before I came over here.
Well, and the guy who voiced the farmer who took him on that planet, Nick Nolte.
Nick Nolte. And yeah,
and actually, they didn't use any makeup or prosthetics. That's Nick Nolte.
It's like, I thought it was Gary Busey at first.
You can see interchangeable. That's not Gary Busey. No.
I was like, man, they could have like done something with him to make him look more, you know,
alien
in universe. Yeah,
yeah. It looks like they just saw Nick Nolte's mugshot and they're like, boom, that's the alien we want. Yeah, but maybe with a mustache.
Did someone give me a headshot that's in makeup? I don't. Sir, that's just Nick Nolte.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, just as is.
Glorious.
I noticed. What was I going to say? I lost my train of thought. Just talking about Nick Nolte. I think that's a culture-wide thing in Star Wars about droids. I think a lot of people, there's a big, like in the first, there's like, we don't want your droids in here at the Mos Eisley. Okay. Like there's a lot of people that distrust droids. I don't know why that is.
So in this episode, they had the other bounty hunter droid. And I had always heard in Star Wars, I don't know where from, but those particular droids were badass bounty hunters, and they're hardcore. You never really saw it in the movies? I don't think I remember.
You see them in Empire Strikes Back when Darth Vader has them all lined up, give them the Han Solo bounty.
Yeah, but you don't see them in action or actually doing anything. I don't remember the model or something, but I've always heard that it was like, oh, these things are badass. I'm like, I don't get it. I see it now.
You do see them a little bit in Rebels.
Do you?
Yeah, because part of the Rebels story is you see... You see Boba Fett coming up as
Boba Fett
as a child. Yeah. And so he teams up with, I think it's in Rebels and not Clone Wars. He teams up with one of those robots. And so he's like, he pals around with some robot and does some assassin stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm. Nerdy dropping. I think it was Star Wars, the video game Dark Forces 2 or Jedi Knight 2 or whatever. They had one of the villains in that was a droid bounty hunter. IG-88.
Yes, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then I think Knights of the Old Republic, there was a droid that you could play as on your team who was like he wasn't an assassin droid, but he was like a warrior droid. Is that right?
Mm-hmm. That sounds good.
I could be making that up. I haven't played KOTOR in like 10 years.
Yeah.
I was super excited at the end. I was like, oh, sweet. He's going to have this big droid ally. I'm like, it's my one true pairing.
They're going to go on little adventures.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, yay, they're, you know, going to get to know one another. That dude still might show up because I think I've seen him in a bunch of the art. So maybe he might repurpose that droid or like reprogram it or something.
Well, and that was Taika Waititi.
Yeah, that's true.
It'd be a shame to just throw away his cameo.
And Gina Carano shows up. Now, I don't know her acting ability too well. She's a UFC fighter. Mm-hmm. She's cute.
Mm-hmm. Who is she playing?
Somebody that's not in the first episode. I don't know. She's just
in it. Not appearing in this episode.
Exactly. And I got everything I needed in the first 3 minutes when they were in that first little cantina area. Mm-hmm. I got to see a wrist-mounted whipcord launcher, mm-hmm. which is also my Wi-Fi password and my Apple ID.
It's also your safe word.
Yeah. Wrist-mounted whipcord launcher.
And so, yeah, I mean, it was not, I mean, a lot of plot in the first episode. I mean, they set things up. It's like, it's going to be a very light show on dialogue, I think, and characterization. It's like, when you put your main character in a mask, you can't see his face. You're listening to his dialogue through a filter. And so it's going to kind of cut down on what you can...
You can't really emote a lot when you're wearing a mask, which I think is the issue the Power Rangers ran into, mm-hmm. which is why they do a lot of, like... swift arm movement and moving their heads when they talk.
Mm-hmm. Well, and that's what Tobey Maguire did, like when he was Spider-Man. Like, I'm going to take off my mask. It got torn. Something happened. Mm-hmm. Now you got to see me.
I think that might have also been in his contract after the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Got to see his face. Mm-hmm. Got to see his angry cry face.
His moneymaker.
Yep. Yeah. Not good.
I just hope they don't do that with Doctor Doom when they introduce him to the MCU, because that's a large part of his character is that you don't get to see his face. Mm-hmm.
Well, and I think they're handling it well with The Mandalorian. It fits the Western trope. It's the guy that doesn't really talk. You don't even need to see his face. Mm-hmm. I mean, you can see him. There's like these pregnant pauses where he's just...
Yeah, where you infer.
He's just staring, and you're inferring what his processing is. Mm-hmm. So I think there's also, plot-wise, there's a balance that you have to strike between like giving away a lot and leaving a lot not to be said. Mm-hmm. And I think... this show does a good job of striking that balance, whereas shows like Watchmen kind of leave a little bit too much left unanswered in the first few episodes to where people get kind of lost and they don't really know what's going on.
Yeah. So yeah, that's why I was saying. It's like I liked it and I enjoyed it, and I'm gonna pencil in. It's like, to me, it's like if they do every episode all the time of him wearing a mask and saying very little, it may get kind of old after a while.
Yeah, yeah, I see that.
I'm hoping they can get, especially if it goes on for several seasons of that, mm-hmm. of him.
I don't know if it's going several.
They've already gotten approved for a season two.
Oh, did they? Okay. Yep.
And so if he's Daft Punking his way through the whole show, it's like, I need to see his face just every now and then.
Well, I mean, you know, he can continue to Daft Punk it, but as long as he shirt cocks it.
Can I throw out a theory?
Go.
So they referred to him as a foundling. Mm-hmm. And I think what I might be gathering is that the Mandalorians are sort of bolstering their ranks by finding these orphan kids, you know, kids who were separated by the war, you know, war torn. And I don't think he's an actual Mandalorian, because that's like a planet. If you were born on Mandalore, then mm-hmm. you're a Mandalorian. I think he's a foundling who is an orphan that was sort of brought into the fold and taught the Mandalorian way. Mm-hmm. And, you know, given, because they said that they sponsor foundlings with pieces of this ore that he's being paid with.
But Jango Fett wasn't a Mandalorian either. Is that right? He just had the armor. Can we get one goddamn person that's Mandalorian that's in Mandalorian armor?
We don't ask much.
Yeah.
Is that so much to ask? Just one Mandalorian?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just let them do something.
Mm-hmm. Was he not? Was Jango Fett not Mandalorian?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
We'll have to do some research on that.
Boba Fett.
That's three times we've busted that out.
What do we think about the spoiler alert, like the very end of The Mandalorian? The cliffhanger.
Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Baby Yoda.
Mm-hmm.
Boba Fett.
That was interesting. That's cuatro. We can make a drinking game out of this.
Yeah. I'm empty.
So, yeah, we may take a quick break real quick, and then we'll come back. We'll talk about Baby Yoda. Yeah. And
I had to take a pee break.
So, yeah.
I'll join you.
Tinkle, tinkle.
We'll be after these messages.
We'll be right back.
And we're back. And so, yeah, we're talking a little bit about the wine that we're drinking. We're drinking Nebbiolo Albarino, Spanish white, and Arcanova Rosé Vino Verde. I'm doing the Nebbiolo for the podcast. I'm doing both of these, but I'm doing for the ebook. I'm sorry.
Do we not drink that other one, the one that looks like urethra?
Not yet.
What's that one? How do you pronounce that?
That's Utopia.
Oh, that's odd calligraphy.
I think all right, that's cool. Utopia, and then maybe not. Maybe it is urethra. Anyway,
we'll come depending back on its name, I'm really excited to drink it.
So I'm doing a article in the ebook about Good, the Bad, and the Ugly, which is filmed partially in Spain, partially in Italy. And so I'm going to do a Spanish white wine, an Albarino, for that.
You should pair some spaghetti with that.
Exactly. And I think it would go. But then we're doing the rosé with Bull Durham. I needed something summery for a baseball movie.
Yeah.
I'll probably do a beer with that, too, just because if you're doing a baseball movie, you have to do beer.
Mm-hmm. So, and a hot dog.
Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, you can find the ebook when it comes out in about a week or so. MovieReviews.us.
MovieReviews.us. MovieReviews.us. MovieReviews.us.
Candyman. And
you didn't fuck that up.
Thank you.
And, yeah, you can find us.
Travis! Man.
Yeah, we got to do it. We got to do our Taylorisms just to... In honor of.
What is happening? Man, what the fuck? I'm going to get you, sucker. Travis, hold on.
Yeah. Taylor, is that you?
Yeah, he's got his Taylorisms, and they're all adorable.
Mm-hmm. Fuck him. You're not here. Never wanted him on the show to begin with. Mm-hmm. Stealing all my thunder.
I am the Taylor now.
And I have a new foe.
It's like the Sith.
Baby Yoda.
Exactly.
Baby Yoda.
Biyoda.
Any more plugs? Oh, Mucinex DM. Mm-hmm. That's who I'm plugging tonight.
So we're sponsored by Mucinex DM.
Mm-hmm.
Maximum strength.
Mm-hmm.
Don't take more than 2 capsules within a 24-hour period, and always take it with a full glass of water.
Slide into those DMs.
Mm-hmm. I'm actually working on a large mural of those cartoon little monsters in the Mucinex commercials. So,
and you know what those look a lot like?
Raid.
Yoda.
Raid.
Bringing it back.
All right. Baby Yoda, 50 years old. Man,
50-year-old Yoda.
That's a long time to stay in the nest and not be able to do shit.
Yeah. That's a long time being like a little rascal's Yoda.
Yeah. I wonder what their gestation period is.
God, I don't want to think about that. So I saw an article that brought up that in the original trilogy, they introduced, or not the original trilogy, in the prequel trilogy, they introduced a female Yoda, Yodel. Yodette? I don't know. Mm-hmm. And someone was like, what if this is their love child?
Mm-hmm. It could be.
Yoda's crushing puss.
Obviously.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? I think you're thinking of Gremlins too.
Someone got Yoda wet.
Mm-hmm. But there was also the female gremlin in Gremlins too.
Incidentally, someone
young I was.
Someone got Yoda wet. It's going to be the name of my first album. So yeah, that's a nice little twist. I don't know if we got like a young Jedi.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a whole young wolf and cub type deal. Where is he going to be?
Yeah, which is another Western trope.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then it's a lot like, so there's a video game that just came out with Norman Reedus's likeness called Death Stranding.
Yeah, Norman Reedus with his Norman fetus.
Yes. And he's basically a glorified bike messenger running around, like, protecting this little baby that's still somewhat an embryo. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's weird. I haven't played it, but I've... Oh, shit, my bad, dog. But my friend has been playing it.
Brought to you by Death Stranding.
Yep. I just kicked Todd's dog. Todd, I'm sorry.
Mm-hmm. He deserves it.
Oh, he still loves me.
Mm-hmm. He's so cute.
Baby Yoda, I'm into it.
Mm-hmm. So, obviously, the Yoda race, the Yodels, are strong with the Force.
I hope they're called the Yodels. I hope that's a thing.
You know, I don't think it's ever addressed in the actual canon.
We're going to get a teen Yoda?
Oh, that'd my God. Cool. It's like Teen Wolf.
And that's a TV show right there that I would watch. Teen Yoda.
Fuck.
Like Yoda in high school. That's I am down with that.
Yeah, what if we've been catfished by the name The Mandalorian? Maybe it's just really Teen Yoda.
Yeah, it's actually Saved by the Bell, but starring Yoda.
It's a real coming-of-age story.
Cracking my voices.
Prom date, I must find.
I really wanted to see that one, that blue fish guy, like, evacuate his glands before he got turned into carbonite. I'm like, he's like, you've never seen guy evacuate his glands. I haven't done it since the solstice. I'm like, there's got to be a lot in there.
Yeah. That scene, I was like, what the hell is going on here? Because we're spending a lot of time with blue dude talking about evacuating his glands.
Really getting into alien shit.
I know. Mm-hmm. I was thinking about that. You know, blue milk, Luke, sucking on a teat.
We're getting some of that. Yeah. I got that vibe of like, what the fuck are we doing?
Yeah, a little weird.
Yeah.
I'll just say, hit the cool line, like the one-liner that he dropped at the beginning of the episode, where he's like, I can bring you in hot, or I can bring you in cold. Mm-hmm. And then he freezes him in carbonite. Mm-hmm. He's going to bring him in cold the other way. Mm-hmm.
Like, if I had panties, they would have been sliding off right then.
I mean, oh my sploosh, God. Right?
Mm-hmm. One thing that I thought was interesting was the music. I'm a music nerd, and I pay attention to that kind of stuff. It was very Fifth Element sounding to me.
Huh. I did not catch that.
Decidedly un-Star Wars.
Yeah, so. It wasn't... It almost had, like, a Trent Reznor vibe. Mm-hmm.
Did Rogue One didn't have a lot of the Williams fanfare?
It did have some because it was Michael Giacchino.
Actually, yeah, it did at the end with Vader.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
but it played his.
Well, it incorporated some of the themes, the John Williams themes.
Did it? Okay, I'm a fucking liar.
Mm-hmm. Some of the old school like New Hope themes got mixed in there
because that it transitioned so closely to A New Hope that it was a natural transition for some of the stuff.
Like, what would you say one of the fanfare songs it was? Was it that? Meow, 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 meow.
If you're wondering, that was just an excuse for Travis to meow his way through the Star Wars thing.
You can meow any song. I dare you to prove me wrong.
Again, that could be a whole separate podcast.
Oh, yeah, it's Travis's meowsicles.
Meow, 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 meow. No diggity.
Once meow with feeling. That's going to be a doozy.
Anything else on The Mandalorian? Any final thoughts?
Well, we can go around and summarize it. I would say that I enjoyed it. I'm curious to see where they go from here. I'll give it a good first step. It was a good first episode. It was beautiful. It was well done. You know, well made. I want to see more characterization for the Mandalorian. I like a good story. I want to be pulled in by him. You know, I don't know. I'm tentative because it's like, right now he's pretty flat as a protagonist. I like him saving the baby at the end. Like, I want to see more of that kind of stuff, of him revealing that who he really is. So, pencil me in right now.
Okay.
Thumbs up for episode one. We'll see where it goes, though.
Good shit. I'd like to see him with a rocket pack. I got my wrist-mounted whipcord launcher.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Now I'd like a... Yeah.
And you know he's got something in there somewhere that casts a net and catches people with that.
Yes.
Gotta have something like that.
Like a little be tiny like
Predator.
Net. Mm-hmm. Stuck in a tiny net.
Well, I'm interested to see who his supporting cast is going to be. Like, again, Gina Carano, I've seen... She did some movie called Haywire, which I saw because I was like, gosh, she's cute. Her acting ability, awful. Perhaps Jon Favreau can coax it out of her. I think the only other movie she had done was like The Expendables.
Number six. Who was the chick in Deadpool?
Oh, yeah, she was in Deadpool.
That was her. Yeah, yeah. I thought that was her. I knew it was one of the MMA girls. I can remember which mm-hmm. one it was.
She was showing Daryl
in MMA ladies.
Yes.
But yeah, Sean, what are your thoughts?
I liked it. I think it was a good first episode. Obviously, there's a lot more to dive into, and I look forward to them taking this chance to really expand the Star Wars universe. I think that's I really think that's what they're going to be focusing on with Disney Plus, is doing a lot of universe expansion. Mm-hmm. And I think they're off to a good start with this first episode of Mandalorian.
Yeah, I think it's going to be good.
Yeah,
I'm excited for that too. I like it that it's not necessarily focused on Skywalkers, Palpatines, any of that kind of stuff. It's like it's...
Fuck the Skywalkers. They've monopolized so much of our time. I'm sick of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I really did love Rogue One when you didn't have like any lightsabers in sight. Well, fuck. I mean, except for fucking Vader.
Which was the badassest of scenes.
Yes, but honestly, it redeemed the entire movie for me because I really did not like it at all until it got to the end. And I was like, fuck, yes. And then I watched it again, and now I love Rogue One.
Mm-hmm.
But it was so predictable to me because I knew exactly what was going to happen, and it did.
And that's why I didn't like the Titanic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, fuck that! It sank. Mm-hmm. Cool. Knew that was going
to
happen.
Yeah, but you got to see Kate Winslet like nude.
That's why I didn't like Lincoln the first time I watched it. I was pretty disappointed with the ending of it.
That's why I didn't like Passion of the Christ.
Yeah, it's like, what the fuck is this? It's like $9 for that ending.
Well, I mean, it's kind of like me and every single porn I've ever watched. Gets to the end, I'm like, called it.
With that exact sound effect.
What would be your ideal twist ending on a porn?
That's pun intended.
I can't say it because if I do, Todd's just going to cut it.
Rightfully so.
Maybe
it's a hell of a show. What the hell do you call it? The Aristocats. Rats.
Wait, I like it. You said Aristocats. That's a whole different joke.
Is that movie on Disney Plus?
It might be. The Rescuers and The Rescuers Down Under is.
And what was the Burt Reynolds, the dog, Charlie Barkin? What was that? All Dogs Go to Heaven.
Oh, shit.
With also starring Dom DeLuise. They basically took the Cannonball Run cast and put him in a cartoon, Jesus. Which I'm okay with.
You know, there was just like one producer on Cannonball Run who was like, wait, guys, I got this.
Mm-hmm.
What if we did this movie? But dogs.
You know, it's like, man, we got this cartoon. We're going to put about $40 million in it. You know what it needs? The cast of Smokey and the Bandit.
Anything you guys are like super excited about with Disney Plus? I mean, just even old school shows that you're just going to get balls.
And Tailspin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
Gargoyles is on there. You can finally watch that, which you won't.
Jonathan Frakes' best work ever. I'm going to throw that out there.
Old school X-Men?
Eventually, they'll put the other ones on there. Like, I think X-Men Evolution and Wolverine and the X-Men might be another one.
Wait, hopefully are you talking about the movies or the shows?
Cartoons.
So X-Men Evolution is definitely on there.
Is it?
Yeah.
I didn't see it when I did my first pass, so it'll probably be if I look it up specifically.
Yeah, you got to go through alphabetically.
Gotcha. I'll just look up X-Men, and hopefully it'll just get a bukkake of X-Men.
Have we checked to see if Home Improvement's on there? That's going to be...
I think it is.
Okay. Because it was ABC, so I don't know. If that's part of that Disney conglomerate. I don't know if they're going to do ABC-related shows on there, if ABC's going to have their own...
Even Stevens, Liz McGuire.
It's on there. Mm-hmm. Boy Meets World. Girl Meets World.
Yeah.
Which now you can watch Even Stevens with a new perspective with Shia LaBeouf's movie coming out called Honey Boy. about his growing up as a child actor and his father taking advantage of him.
Hmm. Yeah.
Interesting.
I've heard good things about that, actually.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, yeah. The last two seasons of Home Improvement, I think, was some of the best TV ever made.
I love the episode where one of the sons, or they find weed in the gazebo.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, whose is this? Whose weed is this? And he's like, I was holding it for a friend.
I liked it when you finally got to see Wilson's face.
Mm-hmm. When I was thinking this, like in my early years, I really related to Randy, you know, the middle kid. But now as I've gotten older, I realize I'm Wilson. I'm the neighbor.
Oh, my God. You know what? I didn't think about it. You are right, Todd. Home Improvement. I got to find that because that's Jonathan Taylor Thomas, and that is
that's prime JTT.
Mm-hmm.
Whew, I have history with JTT.
I was Al Borland for Halloween last year.
That's awesome.
That is great.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Super low effort. I was a dude with a beard and flannel.
Mm-hmm.
I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of like a half-assed Bob Villa, basically. Bob Villa. I don't remember how you say that, but
Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm. And somebody said that's not his actual name. That's like his stage
Guy
name.
Guy Fieri.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
Like, man, I'm gonna throw my TV in the yard.
I hate Guy everything. Guy Fieri looks like an animated cartoon from, and that
he like looks somebody, like a Star Wars character.
Somebody last action hero'd him and like brought him into the real world.
He looks like an edgy 13-year-old was making a character in a video game.
Yeah.
That's a very good point. He looks like he was created in a like a
like a character generator.
Yeah. Yep.
It's like, no, spikier hair, more blonde, more tips.
No, what happens if you put the body mass all the way to the right?
Yeah. More catchphrase.
Yeah.
Look at these sunglasses.
Yeah, that is killer. That is solid.
3 exclamation points after Flavor Town, please. Thank you.
Fire shirt? Yes.
Can we get the glass sunglasses on the back of his head? Even better.
Put him in. Nope, not that car. Not that car. Not that car. Ooh, convertible.
So anyway, we hope you've enjoyed this podcast on the Mandalorian.
I told you you could skip this one.
Travis!
But yeah, you can listen, rate, subscribe, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, yada yada, anywhere you can find us.
Probably not going to get any love on Tay Does Vino on Instagram because Tay's not here to do Vino.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post for him.
I'll send him a picture.
I don't think they allow phones at Space Camp. So,
space phone?
You would think so. Yeah.
Mercury is in retrograde.
Where can I find your ebook?
It's going to be at moviereviews.us and it's going to be on Amazon.
Sick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I'll also have something on Facebook, which will be at Todd Wofford Movies. So keep an eye out for that.
Where can you get more Cinema Vino?
You can get Apple Podcasts, Spotify, anywhere you can Google Podcasts, you'll be able to find us. I think we're on iHeartRadio too. So we're all over the place.
Last week you said that somebody complained about the order of the podcasts.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I haven't had that issue.
Oh.
So that just means that person isn't listening to the podcast.
Spencer, what are you doing, man?
Thanks, Spencer.
Spence, come on, man. Shit.
Love. Kisses to you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been another episode of Cinema Vino. Sean Jordan, thank you very much.
Glad to be here.
Travis, you're okay. You have your moments. I hope you get over your croup or whatever it is that you have.
Thank you to Mucinex DM, mm-hmm. which I'm going to take after drinking all this wine.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
So we will see you guys next time.
Tinkle, tinkle.
Mm. What is happening?
Man. She was okay with queefs. Mm-hmm. She did not like beliefs.
Beliefs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Queefs. What if my beliefs are based on queefs?
She will be very confused.
That's a church right there. I've seen worse churches.
You know, real queefer Sutherland.